Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today we have a very special episode. I'm joined by Bill Mannell, VP of Product Marketing for SGI, and Bill Thigpen, Systems and Engineering Branch Chief at NASA. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
We have two Bills on the show, so this is going to be an interesting audio interview today. But why don't we get started with Bill Mannell? Bill, can you just introduce yourself and your role at SGI?
Sure. So I'm Bill Mannell. I'm the VP of Product Marketing for SGI. And we specialize in actually technical computing. So we provide solutions for server storage and software specifically for technical computing users.
Today we're going to be talking about the new platforms that SGI has delivered called ICE-X, and those platforms as they tie to the launch of Intel's new Xeon E5 platforms. Can you just give us a sense of what ICE-X is all about and what you've been able to do in terms of meeting customer requirements with these new platforms?
ICE-X is our latest generation of our ICE platform, which is a specific platform that's optimized for high-performance computing. With the new Intel E5 processor, this allows us to get a level of performance density that we haven't been able to get to before. One of the advantages of ICE-X is with the innovative cooling solutions we bring on board and some of the power solutions we have, this allows us to accommodate these very high-performance chips that are coming out. And it's truly a platform that will allow us to bring petaflop-style computing to, we say petaflop for the masses, so to bring that to many more people than have been able to experience it in the past.
Can you remind the audience the number of processor cores that you're supporting within this platform?
The total number of processor cores actually is in the 100 or 1,000, so we don't have a design limit yet. It's based upon how far we've tested the platform. So as an example, in the NASA Pleiades system, we've gone to over 100,000 cores, but we've actually been able to design out into the even 100 petaflops range. That's in the millions of core range from that standpoint.
So let's move to NASA for a second. Bill, you are the Systems and Engineering Branch Chief of NASA. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your background and why this supercomputing is so important for NASA?
As you said, I'm the branch chief of the Systems and Engineering Branch, and I'm also the deputy project manager for the High-End Computing Capability Project, which provides high-end computing to NASA overall. And essentially, we support all of the technical mission directorates at NASA. So whether it's exploring space, designing a new launch platform, looking at how mankind is impacting our environment, looking at how the universe evolved, looking at colliding black holes. We provide the computing environment to do all of that. And so it's very important that we can deal with what we look at as three different types of computing. One of them is capability computing. It's the type of computing that you really can't do without a high-end computer. And so it's another way of looking at it is it's something that you can do today that you couldn't do yesterday. And we have a lot of problems that can't even be solved with today's computers, and we're looking out multiple generations to be able to solve those problems. Then we also have capacity-type computing, where we're looking at real engineering problems, where you have to run thousands of thousand-core jobs to come up with the best solution that's cost-effective. And then we also have time-critical computing. And time-critical computing is the type of computing that if you don't get an answer in the right amount of time, the answer is no good. So a good example of that is if you're looking at hurricanes and you're doing a 5-day forecast, if it takes you 6 days to do that forecast, the forecast is meaningless. So at NASA, we look at things like the effect of damage on a craft reentering the atmosphere, and we have to get that answer back to decision makers quickly. So our job is to meet all of those requirements at the same time.
When you look at the solutions that are coming to market from SGI featuring the Intel processors, what are the capabilities that these new platforms are delivering that help solve some of the challenges that you were talking about?
Well, prior to Pleiades, there were actually a number of really large jobs that we couldn't run. And when Pleiades came online, it was a very large system at the time. It was over 500 teraflops. And that allowed us to look at things that we weren't able to do before, some really high-fidelity work in rotorcraft, looking at the magnetosphere and what we can expect it to do and the protection it can provide to the Earth as we look forward. These jobs are using 18 to 25,000 cores at in a single run for weeks at a time. And so Pleiades has allowed us to meet those types of jobs where it wasn't possible before. But one of the really good or powerful things about Pleiades is our ability to adapt as the chips move or progress forward. So the first things that we had in place were Harper Towns, and we then have added Nehalems and Westmeres onto the system and have grown to over a petaflop system, and it's fully interconnected. We can run jobs across the entire machine. So it's an exciting environment that keeps improving as we go on. So we can take advantage of significantly more work being done by the newest generation of processors.
Bill Mantel, when you look at the challenges that a customer like NASA faces, what is it that you've been most excited about in terms of the capabilities of your platform, and where do you think we need to focus next? If there are, you know, if there is the next frontier of innovation, where do you think that is for SGI and the industry?
I think the most exciting thing we've seen at NASA is the ability to grow over time. We've actually designed our systems from a topology standpoint where you can add a rack, you can add a rank of racks, and not have to bring the system down. With the current architectures we're going to, we'll be able to integrate that new technology on the roadmap right in there, you know, allowing NASA to continue to solve its current mission today as we add additional technology in the system without additional downtime. So I think that's a big plus for our technology and a big plus for what NASA is doing with that technology between climate and space weather and astrophysics and all those types of problems.
Bill Thigpen, can you speak a little bit about anything in particular that this system is being used for, or things that our audience might have read about that would relate to the type of computing simulations that you're doing?
Sure. Some of the really early work that was done when Pleiades came online had to do with the assessment of the space shuttle in re-entering the atmosphere when it got was damaged. The other things I think that a lot of people are familiar with have to do with looking at the formation of the universe. We have simulations that began at the Big Bang and go to present and look at how the universe sort of became what it is today. Another piece of work that's being done on the Pleiades system has to do with the Kepler mission. And the Kepler mission was actually on the front page of Nature magazine this week. And it has to do with finding Earth-like planets on stars out in the universe. And so there's a lot of exciting work that's being done on this system right now.
Great. Bill Mantel, what is next for SGI in terms of platform delivery? What can we expect? And if we have other potential customers out there that want to learn more about the ICEX platform, where should they go?
So expectation as we go forward is that the ICEX platform will continue to evolve. We feel like we have a good solid baseline in terms of all the different networking topologies we support, as well as the cooling and power delivery systems. As we go forward, we will be integrating both future Intel Xeon chips as well as the mini integrated core or Mike chip from Intel as well. That allows us to truly move toward a petaflop for the masses type of installation and actually get us out into the exaflop range in actually delivering an exaflop with future generations of ICEX. This is not only a hardware problem, but a software problem that we're being actively engaged in, both from a management and a development standpoint. So these are things we're working on. For those customers that are interested in learning more about ICEX, they can certainly go to our website at sgi.com. We've got all of our solutions there. They can also get additional help through either one of our sales reps or from other information that's there on the site.
Great. Well, guys, thank you so much for being on the program today. Always exciting to put together the picture of a solution delivery with how a real-time customer, especially someone as impressive as NASA, is utilizing technology to change the world. So thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to hearing more as NASA continues with its next generation deployments.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.